to be learning together Share Oraz Tshuva of the Week. This week I wanted to highlight a tshuva that came out from Rav Rimon, from Israel's Rav Rimon. It's based on, he bases his writings on Rav Avad Yosef, but he adds on some very, very important points. He's asked about a very touchy issue, and that is the size of a kippah. Is there a minimum? Is this shiur? What's, you know, we have no kazayit we have to have a kazayit of matzah on the night of Pesach. We have all kinds of shiurim, revi'it. You have to have a revi'it of wine in the kos, for kiddush. Is there some sort of a shiur for, all kinds of shiurim? You have a shiurim for everything, but the question is, you have a shiur for a kippah. What is a shiur for a kippah? So let's go fundamentally, what's the reason for the kippah? So that already have the Gemara and Masecha Kiddushin, that why Rabbi Yoshua wore a kippah? Why? To show Shekhinah l'ma'ala miroshi, that the Shekhinah is above my head. The question is, when is that required? Is that only required during tefillah, or is it required always? That's a whole discussion. Some even wanted to say, that's the Taz, that it's a matter of chukat goyim. You're imitating the non-Jews if you're not wearing a kippah. Now, we all know that Sephardic practice in many, many Sephardic communities was not to wear a kippah. It was to not wear a kippah other than during tefillah by most Sephardim. And that's fine, but Rav Avad Yosef and Rav Masas, Rav Avad Yosef in Shela Tshuva Yechavadat, and Rav Masas in Tshuva Shemesh Magen, both of them agree that they say, no, today Sfaradim have to wear a kippah. Because why? Because today the kippah has become a semel, it's become a sign that you are a Jew that believes in Ol Machut Shemayim, believes that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're religious, you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're Ne'aman, you're loyal to the Torah, you keep the Torah. It's a sign of someone who is a Shomer Torah Mitzvot. And therefore it's important to wear the kippah, to show that you are it's a semel. It's you know, like to an Israeli, and even not, it was to the Jews, the Israeli flag. It's a semel, it's a symbol, but it's a very powerful symbol. We see someone that disgraces the flag, the Israeli flag, it hurts us. Even though it's just a symbol, because symbols mean things. I mean, this is a symbol of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just reminding Hashem is above us, but just saying that we are that Hashem is connected to us. We are connected to Hashem. We're not amongst those people who are disconnected from Hashem. We are connected to Hashem. And therefore, Rav Rimon emphasizes, we should not be embarrassed about it. We should take a lot of pride in it. We should take pride that we're Jewish. We should take pride that we're religious. And we shouldn't have to wear these tiny kippot where we could barely discern it. Rav Avad Yosef writes, what's a shiur? No real shiur, but it should be discernible. It shouldn't be so tiny you could barely realize that it's there. Is he wearing kippah? Is he not wearing kippah? No, you should be happy with it. You should be proud of it, even though you're different than everybody else. Even though it's placing you in a minority. Nonetheless, you should be very proud of being religious. There's a lot of reasons to be proud to be Jewish and to be, a huge reason to be proud to be Jewish and to be religious. The best lifestyle possible that a human being can live. It sometimes takes courage to be different, but we have to have that courage and not to be embarrassed. Therefore, he writes as follows. Rav Rimon comes to the conclusion based on Rav Avadja that there is value of even having a tiny kibbutz. So at least a reminder to yourself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Fine, that doesn't broadcast it to others, but you should have it. It should be large enough to be discernible. So that you're broadcasting not just to yourself but to others that the Shekhinah l'mala miroshi, that the HaKadosh, there's a God and there's a Torah and we should be keeping His Torah, and that you are proud to be those people that keep His Torah. And it would be it's even better that it should be Rov HaRosh, it should be the majority of the head, but that's just a hidur. It's not required mitzad adin, especially during tefillah and berkat hamazon. It should be lechatchila. It should be Rov HaRosh, majority of the head, but that's not required al pidin based on halacha. But based on halacha, it should be nikar. It should be visible, easily detectable. Wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and briyut.